When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to an OTT Play production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hear this.
Wait a minute.
This is OTT Play. Now you know.
The Fablemans is a semi-autobiographical film based on the life of acclaimed filmmaker Steven Spielberg. Helmed by Spielberg himself, the film narrates the story of a young Sammy Fableman who uses films as a means to navigate the challenges in his life in post-World War II Arizona. The film received 7 Academy Award nominations this year, and it is our pick for today's Now You Know. Here's exploring some of its lesser-known facts about The Fablemans.
Trivia 1.
To create a level of authenticity for the film, the cast and crew were provided with access to Spielberg's home movies, photos, and Spielberg's own accounts of incidents from his past concerning his family. Actor Paul Dano, who plays Bert Fableman, a fictionalized version of Spielberg's father Arnold, said it was overwhelming and it was sort of a heavy cloak to bear because we were with someone who was having a big experience every day, revisiting and reworking through a part of their life. For somebody like Steven to share that much of himself with us, with the audience too, it was really a profound experience.
Trivia 2.
Much of the film revolves around a young Sammy Fableman creating short films with 8mm film. Spielberg opted to have the character Sammy recreate the same films as the one Spielberg created during his childhood. Spielberg and cinematographer Janusz Kaminski went to great lengths to capture these scenes with great authenticity, but with certain improvements to the camera angles from the original. The war-based short film Escape to Nowhere, which had one of Spielberg's high school bullies in the lead, was among the films that were recreated in The Fablemans.
Trivia 3.
Actor Seth Rogen claimed that Spielberg would often get very emotional while filming certain scenes. He also added that after filming a particular scene, he would ask Spielberg whether the scene happened in real life, and the answer would always be yes.
Trivia 4.
The film has reportedly been in the works for decades, but it wasn't until the COVID pandemic that Spielberg and co-writer Tony Kushner decided to work on a screenplay from scratch. The script was completed in 2 months despite both writers working remotely from separate locations.
Trivia 5.
To play the role of Mitzi Shieldcroft Fableman, the fictionalized version of Spielberg's mother, Leia Adler, Spielberg's only choice was Michelle Williams after watching her performance in the critically acclaimed film Blue Valentine. And the jewelry that Williams wore in the film as Mitzi actually belonged to Leia Adler, which includes a charm bracelet containing the pictures of all 4 of Leia's children.
Trivia 6.
Paul Dano is arguably one of the most revered actors today, best known for his outstanding performances in There Will Be Blood, Little Miss Sunshine, Prisoners, and The Batman. In order to better understand his character and elevate his performance in The Fablemans, he ordered and built a crystal radio. This was Dano's attempt to gain a better understanding of Spielberg's father Arnold, who used to work with electronics. Dano plays the role of Bert Fableman, a fictionalized version of Arnold. Furthermore, Dano's final scene was shot on the anniversary of Arnold's passing. Well, that's the OTT Play Now You Know episode for today. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poochho.
This was an OTT Play production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.